From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has revealed details of his upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sankar Magani has more.
The president tweets he'll meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on June 12th, writing, "We will both try to make it a very special moment for peace." The president earlier praised Kim for releasing three Americans held in North Korea, saying it signaled a breakthrough in ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
"I think he did this because I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world. I really believe that."
The president spoke at Joint Base Andrews, where he welcomed the three men in a highly scripted celebration in the wee hours before they were taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. military investigators are blaming contradictory and ambiguous procedures for a botched special forces operation in Niger. This resulted in the deaths of four U.S. soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers last year. An eight-page summary of the findings released Thursday concluded no single failure or deficiency was the sole reason for the October 4, 2017 ambush by Islamic State-linked fighters near the village of Tongo Tongo, about 200 kilometers north of the Nigerian capital. General Tom Waldhauser, who heads the U.S. Africa Command, says the military is changing the way it conducts operation in Africa.
"We are now far more prudent in our missions. The missions that we actually accompany on have to have some type of strategic value in terms of the enemy we're going against. Do they have a strategic threat to the United States?"
The report also describes in detail how the joint U.S.-Nigerian mission went bad after the convoy stopped to resupply. This is VOA News. Israel said Thursday its fighter jets struck dozens of Iranian military targets inside of Syria overnight in response to rockets attacks by the Iranian forces on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. As AP correspondent Aaron Heller reports, Israel and Iran have changed their tactics against one another.
"First of all, we had what Israel says is an Iranian attack on the Golan Heights, on Israeli positions there, and that would be the first time that's happened in decades, since the 1973 war, where Israel was attacked from Syria and no less by Iranian forces there. Now, Israel says that of the 20 rockets that were fired, a couple of them were intercepted, others fell short of their target. But the Israeli response was very strong, very fierce."
The White House has issued a statement condemning the Iranian rocket attacks. In a stunning victory, the 92-year-old former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, came out of retirement and won Wednesday's parliamentary election. He and his coalition of opposition parties, called the Alliance of Hope, toppled the National Front Coalition, the party that ruled Malaysia since it became independent in 1957. Doctors Without Borders, the World Health Organization, and local officials are all on the scene in the Democratic Republic of Congo, racing to contain an Ebola outbreak announced earlier this week. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Nation's Health Minister Dr. Olialunga has been keeping people updated on social media, tweeting that on Thursday, some 24 hours after the initial announcement of the outbreak, a team of 12 experts landed in Mandaka, the city closest to the outbreak. Earlier this week, he said Ebola had been confirmed in two of 17 hemorrhagic fever deaths seen in recent weeks in the northwest village of Bikoro. Ebola killed more than 11,000 people in a two-year outbreak that ravaged Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia between 2014 and 2016. So far, none of the recent outbreaks in Congo have been connected to that event. The virus is transmitted to people from wild animals and is spread person to person through direct contact with bodily fluids. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The U.S. says it is looking for allied support to force Iran into new negotiations over its nuclear weapons development and military advances in the Middle East. In the aftermath of U.S. President Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 International Pact restraining Tehran's nuclear program, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is planning a discussion with allies in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday he thinks it's time for Special Counsel Robert Mueller to conclude his criminal investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election and whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice by trying to thwart that probe. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.